Ciao a tutti, welcome to Destination Culture. Special guest today is Bill Eschen, who covers football for TV3 Ghana and is one of the nation's leading voices. He's the host of Warm Up Plus as well. Bill, how are you doing?
Hey, David. Great.
It's been a while since we've spoken. Champions League football a couple of years ago when Inter made the final. Yeah. I know that you've won Reporter of the Year at the GJA, the Ghana Journalist Association. Well done on that. Congratulations. Yeah. It's great to have you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, David.
Pleasure having you. We're going to chat about Ghanaian professional players in Italy, Serie A, Serie B, Serie C, a focus on those players, how Serie A is perceived in Ghana, your all-time favourite Serie A players, and a bit about the Black Stars. I know that you've been outspoken on that recently. So we all know that there's lots of big Ghana players in the Premier League, La Liga, Bundesliga, and even League One, Auxerre, Lyon, there's quite a few there. It was about Partey, Kudus, Ayew, and Lamptey, and the rest of them. In Italy, we've got quite a few. Did you have a favourite Ghanaian player from the old days?
From the old days, I quite loved watching a number of them. Asamoah did make a stop in the Serie A, and I think he was a bit okay there. Emmanuel Ajimambedu as well. He played for Udine and some number of clubs in Serie A. There's also Michael Essien, who made a stop at AC Milan, Sule Muntari at Inter. I think my personal favorite is Kodjo Asamoah, because of what he did in Juventus, getting to a fullback from midfield and still working so well in Conte's system. And he did meet him again in Inter and still went on to win the league. So I think personally, he's one of the most accomplished Ghanaians in Serie A. And so he's my personal favorite, really. I really loved watching him.
Yeah, I can't fault you on that. They've won titles in Serie A, those legends of the game. Everyone remembers those guys from the 2006 World Cup when Italy and Ghana met in the group stage. At the moment, there's 12 Ghanaians in Italy playing professional football amongst the top three divisions. Everyone in Serie A will know that at Atalanta, there's Ibrahima Sulemana, Alfred Duncan at Venezia, Caleb Ekuban at Genoa. Tell us a little bit about Empoli attacker Emmanuel Jazzy. We know he's capped just twice in friendlies with Ghana. Is he still available to play? And if so, there's so many good attackers with Ghana, but maybe the defence is a little bit light and they're a little bit of attack heavy.
Emmanuel Jazzy, I quite remember some time ago, I think during the time where CK Akono was head coach of the Black Stars, he did give Jazzy opportunities. And I think he's someone who's had a lot of experience in Italian football in general. I mean, from Serie B straight to Serie A, he's been a very huge contributor, Spezia and, you know, other clubs over there. He's a brilliant forward. The problem is right now Ghana is poised for choice when it comes to attackers. I mean, starting from the wings, there's Kamaldeen Sulemana, there's Ibrahim Osman, there's Enes Nyama, even Iñaki can play on the wing, Semenyo can play on the wing, Jordan can play on the wing. So there's a lot of options now in the Black Stars when it comes to attackers. So it's just so difficult for someone like Jazzy to get in. But I think Jazzy has started quite well. I believe he scored 2 goals already this season in the Serie A in about 8 matches. I think it's a great start for him. And fortunately, he's around 30 years of age, so age is not really on his side when it comes to, you know, the national team football and the prospects over there. But I think if he pushes a lot more and gets a lot more high numbers, he'll be someone that Otuado will probably be looking at, because I think he's pretty good attacking wise. He's hardworking. He puts in the effort. I think he's someone that anyone would love to have.
So hardworking. He's so versatile as well. We saw at Spezia, now at Empoli. And look, I think he's doing okay. Empoli are actually working quite well with the wingers in defence. Their system under Diversa, grinding out results. I think they've got the second best defence in the league. And it's just about now trying to find the link-up play to score a few more goals. In Serie B, we've got a few other Ghanaian players there. We've got Bright Gianfi, who plays with Cosenza. And he was formerly with Benevento, up and down with Potenza and Cosenza, yet to play this season, but 11 appearances for Cosenza last term. And he was an Inter youth player. Serie A fans wouldn't know, but in Serie C, six more Ghanaian players. Is there anyone that stands out there? There's Nana Welbeck, Joseph Ekuban, the brother of Caleb. Is there anyone there on that list? Yeboah, Odia, Mawuli?
Yeah, so I mean, seriously, I mean, a lot of people would know this man, Felix Afenajan, because of the short stints that he had with the Black Stars and the time he broke into the scene with AS Roma, with Jose Mourinho scoring two goals in a particular match, and then eventually got a call up to the Black Stars. But I think he sort of faded after sort of establishing himself in the public eye. And I mean, he had his periods, you know, away from Roma, wasn't really getting the minutes that he would have liked. I mean, from Serie A, dropping to Serie B, coming back to Serie A, still not getting minutes, and now he's with Juventus, you know, the lower ranks of Juventus team, and so he's playing in Serie C. I personally hope that he gets goals. I think for someone like him who is known as a striker, as a forward, I think one metric that a lot of people will judge him on is goals, and he specifically hasn't really scored, apart from the two goals he scored for AS Roma. And so, of course, for Ghanaians, it was a lot concerning. You know, at some point, people were sort of likening him to Asamoah Gyan. And it wasn't just because of the namesake. It was also because of how fast he was, you know, how good he was when he was running in between the lines and all of that. So there was that sort of comparison with Asamoah Gyan. Now, I think I've asked a few people and they sort of feel disappointed with the kind of fall that he's had in his career, but there's still high hopes for him. He's still young. He's in his 20s, early 20s, and he still has, you know, potential to improve and to sort of make an impact. And who knows if he can really break into, you know, the Juventus smaller ranks and then comes up to the bigger ranks. I think it would be really great for his career. It would be more of a remontada that a lot of people would, you know, sort of like and sort of be able to tell a good story out of.
Your way with words. Juventus under 23 player at the moment scored a wonder goal against Catania last month in Serie C Girone C, which is the southern group of that. Everyone will remember Afenajan from those first couple of seasons, like you said, with Mourinho at Roma. Scored that brace against Genoa. Since then was sold to Cremonese, where he declined despite three goals in the Coppa Italia. They didn't get any in Serie B or Serie A. But speaking of Serie A, while we're on that point, how is it perceived in Ghana these days?
I mean, it's something that people try to watch, especially because of Ibrahim Sulemana, who is more or less becoming sort of a regular in the Black Star squad. I remember he got selected for the World Cup qualifiers against Mali. It brought a lot of interest because people had noticed what he was doing before he even moved back to Atalanta. I think he was, you know, making an impact with his club, scoring about two goals during the season. And people sort of thought that he was the perfect defensive midfielder that would help the Black Stars set up. And so there's a sort of a magnifying glass on him, especially with him coming into the Black Star squad and, you know, getting call-ups to Otuado's team and recently playing, you know, in the doubleheader against Sudan. And so there is a sort of a good light when it comes to Syria. Of course, there's that history where people know Asamoah Gyan playing in there, Ajman Bedu playing in there, Sulem Nuntari, Essien. You know, there's that, you know, good history and that good sort of recognition when it comes to Serie A in Ghana. The thing is, we are not seeing as many Serie A players in the Black Stars anymore. So the ones they see, they watch. And right now, the person they really watch is Ibrahim Sulemana. Unfortunately, he's battled with injury at the start of the season, also missing out on the Champions League squad. But I mean, now he's back. He's sort of fit. He even played for the Black Stars. And so people would more or less watch him a bit more. But also, Jesse has been someone that people actually know. Ekuban has been someone people actually know because he also played for the Black Stars at some point and Sino as well during the COVID time. I remember he scored during a game against Qatar when Ghana defeated them by 5-1. It was during COVID. So there's still players that people actually know and like seeing. Even Duncan, who also played for the Black Stars at some point, but unfortunately he retired at an earlier stage that people were sort of surprised to see. There is that viewership, people get to watch, they use the DStv and then watch as many games as possible, and solely mainly focus on Ibrahim Sulemana, who is now part of the Black Star squad.
And Sulemana starting in that central midfield kind of role now, isn't he? There, Ghana failing to win any of their AFCON qualifiers thus far. Sulemana there in midfield, Kudus, Inaki Williams up forwards. The AFCON records, Ghana the third best record behind Cameroon and Egypt, four-time champion. The last time, though, in 1982, it's been a while between drinks. Since then, they've lost three finals, Ghana, so they've come close. 21 AFCONs without success.
Yeah.
Is it starting to hurt? Gone are the days of Essien and Bidi Pele and Yeboah and all those guys, even the Muntaris and the Asamoah Gyans. What is your overall perception of what's happening? Because Italian fans will know, followers of the Nazionale, they hurt after 2017 when there was that big decline. And you've been so outspoken about the Black Stars, the decline, the poor results, the skill sets of the players, I've noticed.
The decline has sort of been showing in the last few years. The last time the Black Stars got to a semi-finals of the AFCON was in 2017. After that, we have really declined when it comes to performances in that stage. In 2019, there was round of 16. 2021, there was group stage exits without winning a game. 2023, another group stage exit without winning a game. And so we are seeing that decline that has happened. I mean, there are a lot of factors that are causing it, but I think the one sort of group that people are looking at is the Ghana Football Association. I personally think that they didn't really get their coaching appointments spot on. And, with a right coach, you can get a right system, you can get a right sort of blend of players to perform at the highest level and get results. I think since the sacking of Kwesi Appiah, who unfortunately dealt the damage to the Black Stars recently, has been sort of wrong, or basically not the right appointment when it comes to the coaching staff. And Mickey Akono came in, he had some promise with what he did with Asante Kotoko in the local league, winning the normalization committee competition as well, getting to the CAF Confederations Cup, but he wasn't really getting the results. And they didn't give him as much time to also make his impact. And even at some point, he came out to say that he was being influenced when it comes to selections. And I mean, there was one sort of clear-cut example that was Emmanuel Olomoti. I quite remember a lot of people didn't understand why he was getting call-ups. Not just call-ups, but starting games when the consensus was he wasn't good enough to even be called up to the Black Stars in the first place. It was a huge episode here in Ghana. After the CK episode, there was Milovan Rajevac, who, of course, he got Ghana to the 2010 World Cup, quarterfinals, but the game had practically left him since then. And he was a totally different person. I think he hadn't caught up to the current trends of football. And so it was quite evident when Ghana failed to win a game at the AFCON 2021. It was a shambolic performance at that AFCON under his watch, and he got sacked. Otuadu came in. Of course, credit to him, he took Ghana to a World Cup. But then again, Ghana got to the World Cup by getting two draws against Nigeria. We didn't win. We drew. The only good thing was we got past them on away goal rules. And so we also saw what happened at the World Cup. Crashed out at the group stage. Otuadu decided to resign. And then Chris Hughton comes in. I mean, he had a brilliant CV as a Premier League manager with Brighton and all of that. But again, he sort of looked like the game had gone a bit ahead of him, and he wasn't really adjusted to the current trends. And it sort of showed in the performances that we had in the 2023 AFCON. Then Otuadu comes back, has a sort of backroom staff that people don't really trust, and we are sort of seeing the repercussions. And so some people blame coaches, and I mean, the coaches aren't doing well, coaches are this, coaches are that. But who appoints the coaches? It's the GFA. The processes they use, questionable. I quite remember they put up a 5-member committee after AFCON 2023 to appoint a new coach. Set up very beautiful criteria. 15 years of experience, which automatically rules Mikel Arteta out as a possible head coach for Ghana. Shocking. But hey, that was their sort of requirements. 15 years experience, a disciplinarian, a winning coach, like a champion. Otuado didn't have that, but they still picked him anyway. And again, they used the committee that had only one technical head in it. So it just felt like a counterproductive process, in my opinion. And so we are sort of seeing the repercussions of all that happening. And now it's sad because Ghana is blessed with a lot of attacking talent. Great attacking talent. Iñaki Williams performing brilliantly at Athletic Bilbao, performing so well at Bournemouth. We have Jordan Ayew who recently scored. Kudus, even though he got a red card, recently scored. Ghana has talent, attacking talent, great talent who can actually, you know, cause damage to opponents. But it just feels like they haven't been maximized, their skill sets haven't been used in the best possible way by the technical team of the Black Stars. And so they're just seeing all that happening. It's like clockwork. And it's now getting to the point where Ghana will not qualify to an AFCON. And that'll be the first time it's happening since 2004. I was a very young kid then. I wasn't even 10 years of age. And so becoming a journalist at this point and not having to experience an AFCON whilst I sort of understand what goes into football, it's damning. It's not something that any journalist will want. It's not something that any fan will want. And I mean, the kind of expectations that have been given to Ghanaians is just making it so much worse. That when the Black Stars qualify to an AFCON, automatically they become favorites. But no, the Black Stars have not been favorites since 2017 AFCON. That part is gone. That period is gone. And that is something that I believe the GFA hasn't really communicated well to Ghanaians. And so every single time a Ghanaian will get angry when the Black Stars draw or lose again. And so I think that the processes haven't been done well. The coaching appointments haven't been done well. The use of the players haven't been done well. And so that is why we are seeing the Black Stars not perform as well as they should.
I mean, everyone has to take your word as gospel on this subject. You've been there, now you're a journalist. It's heartbreaking when the team's underperforming. And going back to your point about how the system, coach needs to bring a good system in, it depends sometimes on the mentality, sometimes on the players you have at hand. They're top heavy, and as you said, the GFA not making the right call, or maybe panic calls, just like Italy with Ventura back in 2016. So we've seen it. Italians know the heartbreak, and you know, we can sell you on this. Italy not qualifying for World Cups for the last two times, and nothing's guaranteed anymore in international football. Ghana, traditional, a big African nation. There's no assurances they're going to be there at AFCON next time. And just while we've got you here, I want to know, you're a Serie A favourite player, one Ghanaian and one anyone else.
So I'll not start with a Ghanaian. I'll start with anyone else. Paolo Maldini. I think there were a lot of options like Pirlo, like Nesta, even Ronaldinho came in at some point. But I believe, for personally, Paolo Maldini, one of the best defenders ever, to convert from a fullback to centre back and still be that class, I think it's just different level. And even at that olden, you know, late 30s, still leading the AC Milan team, not just to Serie A titles, but to the Champions League title as well in 2007. I remember watching the final. Maldini was superb. And so for me, I think Maldini is like my favorite Italian player to ever come out of the Serie A. For Ghanaian, a lot, but I think Ojiasama will be my one. He will be my pick. He's won titles. He's won titles with Juventus. He's won with Inter Milan. He was able to show how he could adjust from being a central and an attacking midfielder to a full back, even a wing back, and still performed so well. A credit to him and the sort of mentality and sort of approach he has to football. So I think for me, my favorite Ghanaian from the Serie A would definitely be Kudus Samuel. I think current one will be Ibrahim Sulemana.
Fault you, your judgment is impeccable. To the legends of the game, to the legends of Italian football. I can hear some commotion in the background there. I'm assuming someone scored in the Champions League because we are recording during the Champions League games.
Yeah.
Real Madrid, I think, just scored or a goal in that game, I believe. But Juventus playing tonight, Milan playing earlier on. We thank you for joining us, Bill. So good to have you again. TV3 Ghana, 3FM 927. And your Twitter handle is @Bill_. Where else we can find you?
Yeah. You can also find me on Instagram as well. It's also @Bill_Ishen, ESHUN. Also on Facebook as well, Bill Ishen. And even on TikTok. I'm also on TikTok too, @Bill_Ishen as well.
Well, I've got the mobile phone. I'm just about to add you on all of those. We thank you for joining Destination Culture.
Yeah.
Do go over and have a look at our YouTube channel and Instagram. This is going up on there. Bill Ishen, thank you so much for joining.
Too. It was a pleasure, David.